die there. Bill Clinton here. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I've had to move out of the White House, which makes me a little sad, but I feel like I've taken so much with me. You know, silverware, desks, central heating units. And now, the end is here. And so I face a life uncertain. And friends, though some may cheer, it's been real fun with lots of flirting. I've chased each bra that's full, Flowers and Jones. They were my heyday. I stood tall, I chased them all. Don't care what they weigh. Yes, there were times, more than a few, when I know you thought I was through. But through it all, I felt your pain, and never once did I complain. Even when stars said, fill this jar, the DNA. It's been a good 8 years, but it's time for me to move on. And as any outgoing two-term president must, I think now about my legacy. How will I be remembered? And I'm not the only one thinking of this. Many people have come up to me and said, do you think that a statue of Bill Clinton will be erected? And I said, well, of course. I mean, it wouldn't be a statue of Bill Clinton otherwise. So now I'm done sticking a fork. I'm just the spouse of Miss New York. And if I cross my Hillary, she'll treat me like a dog, you see, to keep me home. So I don't roam. It's not long till